はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
Sachiko here. Lower Intermediate Lesson Number 20 APB on Kinoshita Part 2.
Part
2. Yes, here we are. So APB on Kinoshita, he was missing in China and now he's missing where?
We don't know yet, right?
Right, that's what it means to be missing. Well, let's take a look and see where he's at.
社長、木下がまだ中国にいるかどうか分かりません。
さっき中国にいると言ったじゃないか。
実は木下には放浪癖があるんです。アジアの国にいるかどうかすら我々にははっきりと分からないのです。彼が行くと言った場所に本当に行くかどうかは誰にも分かりません。気まぐれな男なんです。
この仕事は木下じゃないと無理なんだ。何としても見つけ出すんだ。確か木下は大のチベット仏教好きだったな。よし、チベット支局の天馬につないでくれ。木下の行方を追うんだ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
社長、木下がまだ中国にいるかどうかは分かりません。
さっき中国にいると言っただじゃないか。
実は木下には放浪癖があるんです。アジアの国にいるかどうかすら我々にははっきりとわからないのです。彼が行くと言った場所に本当に行くかどうかは誰にもわかりません。気まぐれな男なんです。
この仕事は木下じゃないと無理なんだ。何としても見つけ出すんだ。確か木下は大のチベット仏教好きだったな。よし、チベット支局の天馬につないでくれ。木下の行方を追うんだ。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
社長、木下がまだ中国にいるかどうか分かりません。
Boss, I'm not sure whether or not 木下 is still in China.
さっき中国にいると言ったじゃないか。
You just said he was in China, didn't you?
実は木下には放浪癖があるんです。アジアの国にいるかどうかすら我々にははっきりとわからないのです。彼が行くと言った場所に本当に行くかどうかは誰にもわかりません。気まぐれな男なんです。
The truth is, Kinoshita has a habit of wandering about. We don't know for sure if he's even in Asia. Nobody knows if he's actually where he said he'd go. He's an unpredictable guy.
この仕事は木下じゃないと無理なんだ。何としても見つけ出すんだ。確か木下は大のチベット仏教好きだったな。よし、チベット支局の天馬につないでくれ。木下の行方を追うんだ。
This work cannot be done by anyone else but him. We have to find him no matter what it takes. If I remember correctly, he's a lover of Tibetan Buddhism. I've got it. Call Temba at the Tibetan branch. Let's track down Kinoshita's whereabouts.
So, Natsuko-san, what do you think?
This company seems to have a quite large network of branches.
It does. There's a branch office in Tibet.
Yeah.
I wonder what this company does.
Yeah, me too.
Like, sell electronics or something? Mm? Cell phones in Tibet? I have no idea.
No idea.
And what do you think about Kinoshita-san? Is he really that good a worker, do you think?
He seems to be quite...A strange person.
Exactly. But the shacho, the president, seems to have a lot of faith in him.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why.
I wonder why, too. Well, let's look at today's vocabulary. There were quite a few. Natsuko-san, can you run us through them?
Horoheki.
Vagrant habits. Wanderlust. So, Natsuko-san,
horoheki. Can you break this word down into two sections?
Yes, the first part is horo,
which means kind of wandering around.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part, heki, this is the same kanji as kuse,
which means habit.
Yes.
So in other words, it's a habit of wandering around.
Troublesome, isn't it?
Yes, thank God this Kinoshita-san isn't 2 years old or 85 years old. It would be very problematic.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah. Now, can the word heki be stuck on other words as well?
Yes, I think so.
What other examples are there?
But it's usually used in big words.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, a little bit too high level.
Yes, maybe more like...
Yeah, well, it sort of sounds like terminology used specifically in psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's true. A little bit too much information here. Let's go on to the next vocabulary.
Sura.
Even. If only. If just. As long as. Natsuko-san, can we use this in a sentence, please?
Konbini sura nai machi.
A town that doesn't even have a convenience store. That's pretty bad, isn't it?
Sounds pretty rural.
Yeah, convenience stores are a must-have for Japanese society right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that would be pretty inconvenient.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, next word, please.
Himagure.
Whim. Caprice. Whimsy. Fickle. Moody. Uneven temper.
Mm.
Now, is this word used to describe a person's personality?
Yes, usually.
So if you wanted to say that he was moody, how would you say that?
彼は気まぐれです。
He is 彼は気まぐれ, which is moody, followed by です, the copia. Pretty simple.
Yes.
Next word, please.
なんとしても.
Whatever it takes. Now that sounds like a pretty strong word.
It is.
In what kind of situation would you use this?
For example, it was a pretty desperate situation in the conversation, right?
Yeah, it sounded like it.
なんとしても見つけ出すんだ。
Do whatever you can to find him. So, in other words, it means use whatever tactic necessary.
Yes, definitely.
Ooh, pretty scary, ちょっと。Watch out, Kinoshita. Somebody's watching you. Okay, next word, please.
大の何々好き。
Great lover of blah, blah, blah. Now, between the two words, dai no and zuki is, I guess, the noun describing what this person likes.
Yes, exactly.
So if you were to describe a person who loves movies, how would you say that?
Dai no eiga zuki.
Eiga for movies.
Yes.
Dai no eiga zuki. He's a great lover of movies, or just a great movie fan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this used in a casual way or a formal way?
Well, I think it's a little casual.
Okay.
But it is used in formal situations as well, I think.
And in Kinoshita's case, it's a Tibetan Buddhist lover, right?
Seems so.
Very interesting.
Interesting.
So, Natsuko-san, what are you a dai no naninani zuki of?
Maybe horse racing. Dai no keiba zuki.
Really?
Yes.
Do you do betting as well?
Yes, occasionally.
Oh. Wow, that's really unique. You don't look the type.
Yes, but it's not the gamble that I like.
Uh-huh.
I like the horses.
Oh.
And how about you, Sachiko-san?
This is a big secret, so don't tell anybody, but I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
Wow.
Yeah. I was one of those people that lined up in front of the movie theaters for 3 weeks before episode 3 came out and dressed up as Darth Vader.
Wow. So yeah. that makes you 大の Star Wars 好き.
You got it.
Wow.
So anyone out there who's a huge fan of Star Wars,
write in.
Yeah. Just leave a post to Sachiko.
Yeah, and we can chat about Star Wars all day long. Okay, last word, please.
行方.
One's whereabouts. Now, when you say that one's whereabouts are unknown, how can you say that? Natsuko-san, can you give us a sample sentence?
娘の行方がわからなくなった。
I don't know my daughter's whereabouts. That sounds pretty serious.
Mm-hmm. We covered the similar expression in the previous lesson, right?
Right. And that word was?
行方不明。
Which is just another way of saying one's whereabouts are unknown.
Yes.
Yukue fume is often used in the news to refer to how many people are missing after a natural disaster.
Sure.
Or some kind of terrorist attack.
Yes.
Yeah. Yukue fume. Yukue fume nanme.
the number of people that are missing would follow that, mm-hmm. that phrase. Okay, great. Well, let's look at today's grammar. Today's grammar is 何々 ka douka.
This means whether or not, right?
Hmm. So whatever word is preceding ka douka is the topic at question.
Yes, and the speaker doesn't know whether it is or it is not.
So in the conversation, we have iru ka douka, which means iru is just existence. So the person who's speaking this doesn't know whether Kinoshita is in China or not. So he says, iru ka douka, wakaranai. Okay. So what kind of words come before ka douka?
It can be a verb.
Okay.
An adjective. Mm-hmm. Or maybe a noun.
So it's really pretty versatile.
Yes.
Mm. Let's look at a sample sentence for a noun.
その人が日本人かどうか知っていますか?
Do you know if this person is Japanese or not? So the word 日本人 comes before かどうか.
Yes.
So whether or not this person is Japanese is the topic. And the person speaking it isn't sure. Let's look at some other examples using verbs.
昨日の試合に勝ったかどうか知らせてください。
Please let me know whether you won yesterday's game. So in this case, the verb 勝った, the past tense of 勝つ, comes before かどうか. So whether you won the game or not. Ah, interesting. What about an example using adjectives?
Okay, the first one, いい adjective.
Okay.
彼の方が背が高いかどうか比べてみましょう。
Let's compare whether he's taller or not.So in this case, 背が高い is the adjective that means tall. That comes before かどうか, and this means whether he's tall or not.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty simple. Let's look at a sample sentence using the other adjective.
Okay, the な adjective.
Okay.
あのレストランは高級かどうか知っていますか?
Do you know if that restaurant is expensive or not? So in this case, the adjective 高級な, which means expensive, is used.But in the sentence, the last letter na gets dropped. So it's simply 高級かどうか. So with the na adjective, drop the na.
Yes, you don't say 高級なかどうか.
So Natsuko-san, I'm looking forward to the APB on Kinoshita Part 3.
Yes, sure, of course.
Where
we have to find him.
Yeah. Where do you think he is?
But they say that he has...Horohiki.
Uh-huh.
So maybe we can't find him in Tibet.
Yeah, well, he could be in Africa for all we know. We'll just have to keep calling the branch offices worldwide because this company has it.
Sure, definitely.
Okay. Well, be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the PDFs. It'll have all the explanations of today's grammar, vocabulary, and any questions you have. And when you do, be sure to leave us a post.
それじゃあ、また次回。
See you next week.
社長、木下がまだ中国にいるかどうか分かりません。
さっき中国にいると言ったじゃないか。
実は木下には放浪癖があるんです。アジアの国にいるかどうかすら我々にははっきりと分からないのです。彼が行くと言った場所に本当に行くかどうかは誰にも分かりません。気まぐれな男なんです。
この仕事は木下じゃないと無理なんだ。何としても見つけ出すんだ。確か木下は大のチベット仏教好きだったな。よし、チベット支局の天馬につないでくれ。木下の行方を追うんだ。